Hi, this is Tom Kenny, author of Nice Talking With You. When you're learning English, remember, you'll probably use it with other non-native English speakers just like you. So it makes sense to practice listening to the global voices, how people from Europe, Africa, Asia, and Latin America sound when they're speaking English.
Global voices.
Nice talking with you. Global voices.
Global voices.
I think that internet friends are not the same as the friends you make in real life, and they can never be the friends that give you the same support and encouragement and fellowship. You need fellowship.
I think it is impossible to live without friends, but some people, for some reasons, find friends in computer, in internet. They don't care about people around them. They're trying to escape the reality through the internet. But online friends cannot just be the substitute for the real people that we know who can be our support.
I can't imagine robots replacing people as friends, but I suppose it is a possibility. But I think in the way of being interactive, people are the best way, because they don't follow a certain rules to express their opinions. They are free to feel or think what they want.
I actually think having a robot as a friend might be a new and interesting experience, because sometimes people come with so much emotion and drama, but you can maybe leave that for a while and go to your robot friend who doesn't give you any trouble, who listens to you, who's quiet when they need to be quiet, and who acts only when you say something. So I think maybe having a robot as a friend wouldn't be so bad.
Global voices.
People everywhere have something to say, and English is the international tool they use to say it. Global Voices gives you a chance to hear English the way people around the world use it. Get more practice listening to the global varieties of English at nicetalkingwithyou.com.